In 1983, Paul Sires and Ruth Ava Lyons saw opportunity in a building along North Davidson Street that was in such bad shape no bank would loan them money. And for good reason. The building was just four boarded-up storefronts with a collapsing roof. So they financed with the owner and went to work.
The first couple of days we were out there working, across the street you could hear people, there was a couple of guys hanging out in the doorway, and I just remember being out there and hearing some conversation and the word artists and everyone laughing inside the bar.
The heckling went away as Paul and Ruth continued to work and earn the neighborhood's respect.
Of course they didn't understand, you know, what the artist part meant, but when they saw us with hammers and saws in our hands, they could identify with us.
Each renovated part of the building became a new studio for Paul and Ruth. Paul is a sculptor and Ruth is a painter. But they were becoming something else, community leaders. Architect and former North Davidson resident Craig Isaac remembers those early days as what was then called North Charlotte began to transform into NoDa.
I mean, I don't know how many times we walked the neighborhood handing out flyers for people to come to meetings. The thought was, if we can get the neighborhood looking good and bringing back and you know, people caring about that, that's going to help the business district. And when the business district started picking up with what Paul and Ruth were doing and more of the empty storefronts got filled, then there was more and more activity in the business district.
That activity included Paul and Ruth's own Center of the Earth Art Gallery. It was the neighborhood's first gallery and a NoDa landmark until they closed their doors in 2010. The NoDa Neighborhood and Business Association says the gallery helped give birth to NoDa as an arts district.
I mean, they're just the you know, two people that you're going to follow and you're going to respect. And so, I mean, that's just the way it is.
Today, NoDa has more than a few dozen arts venues, bars, and restaurants. There's live theater, comedy, and music. Ruth says she and Paul were really just being artists when they bought that first building.
This is also historically what artists do, is they go into areas that are neglected and substandard housing and just areas that time has forgotten, and they are so resourceful, they have to learn how to be resourceful to survive.
That's not to say there aren't problems. Some people are worried about what the light rail extension will mean for NoDa. The fear is the spirit of the community will change and residents will be priced out.
When the light rail comes through 5 years from now, you're starting to see development happening already. If you don't like it now, or you wish it was like it was, then you're going to really hate it, you know, because it's going to be different and it's going to be, you know, more people and more apartment buildings and more development. So just, you know, look for the next place.
Paul and Ruth moved from Michigan to Charlotte more than 30 years ago because Paul needed health insurance and took the first job that offered him coverage. The plan was to stay a year and move on. That plan changed after they returned from a prestigious residency in Omaha. They were both determined to find their own studio space. Their work has earned acclaim. Paul primarily works with granite and draws inspiration from nature. His work is known to create the illusion of a floating sculpture and can be seen outside the Time Warner Cable Arena, at the entrance of Reedy Creek Park, and in places like the Duke Energy Building.
You go out and you buy a piece of granite that is shaped in some way, whether it's art or a countertop or whatever, that will outlast you. That will be around well after you're gone, and probably your kids and even their kids.
Ruth also draws inspiration from nature. Her paintings focus on what breaks down in the environment and resurfaces as something new. Her work is on display at the Heidel Brooks Gallery, and she is one of 20 local artists commissioned for the Art Pop series. Over the next year, their work will be featured on Charlotte area billboards. The project excites her because it reaches a mass audience.
You know, people can be profoundly affected by on a day-to-day basis.
But their work is already on display every day in NoDa. After all, they help set its foundation for how we know the neighborhood today. Their advice for the next generation? If you see something missing, create it yourself. For WFAE News, I'm Kim Watson Brooks in Charlotte.